بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وآله الطيبين وأصحابه المكرمين. I begin in the name of God, the most merciful, the most kind. Archbishop, other guests, my colleagues and friends, Mina, the Mosques and Imams National Advisory Board, is a voluntary and advisory organization formally launched last year in May, and one of the standards and objectives of MENA, as its constitution guides us, is to encourage, engage, and participate in interfaith dialogue, interaction, and understanding with the help of imams and mosques at all levels. I am grateful to the Archbishop for hosting this interesting interaction program today here at Lambeth Palace. And Christian Muslim Forum is an organization which is considered by MENA as one of our natural partners in this particular aspect. We hope that we will be working together and we will be participating together in increasing the level of participation in the field of interfaith between the two faith communities and, in fact, with all other faith communities. In Islam, as I see it, there are various levels of family structures. Of course, there is a concept of a nucleus family. Then there is a concept of extended family, and there is the outermost boundary of a global family well established in Islam. As Quran clearly speaks about God, Allah being the Lord of all the worlds, the Lord of the universe. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And similarly, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, is mentioned in the Quran as the mercy for all the worlds. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And there are in the Sharia law well-defined responsibilities and duties not only towards the immediate family members, not only towards the neighbors, not only towards the members of the Islamic faith, but in fact towards all human beings, and particularly Ahlul Kitab, the people who believe in the books, in the holy books. Quran speaks about particularly Christians and Muslims, Christians and Jews in that respect. So as Muslims, we feel committed to participate and subscribe to all such initiatives that helps us in maintaining that network of a global family, particularly in an environment where we all happen to live together as co-citizens and as neighbors. Also, as I see it in Islam, all our features of worshipping God are somehow community-oriented and community-based. Muslims pray five times a day, and this prayer has a greater reward if we pray in congregation. So there is a concept of engaging the community through these five times daily prayer. We are looking forward next month, inshallah, to observe the month of fasting, and that also has a community orientation because every night in the month of Ramadan, late in the evening, Muslims are expected to join each other for a special prayer, Salatul Tarawih. And at the time of breaking the fast, inviting the neighbors, the community has been defined as a highly rewarding practice in Sharia law. Similarly, Hajj, the pilgrimage to Makkah, is one of the greatest demonstrations of collective and community life in Islam. Zakat, paying charity, also has a community-based structure. So, the global family and this dimension of worshipping God in a community environment are well defined in Islam. And for that reason, I strongly believe that Muslims, practicing Muslims, they will never feel reluctant in engaging with other faith communities through initiatives where we can maintain that concept of a global family and the concept of engaging the communities. And doing this exercise through various levels is something we are increasingly witnessing all over the country. And I know that Lambeth Palace has played a very forceful and important role in encouraging that. And now, Minar is also committed in the light of one of its standards to participate in all such initiatives actively. And although, as last week, when I was at the AGM of Interfaith Network, some of the presentations from local interfaith organizations were wonderful, that how local individuals or faith community members are promoting and encouraging interfaith dialogue at all levels. But still I feel that for Muslim community, the mosques are the only well-established network in the UK. If through mosques we can encourage and we can engage with other faith communities, particularly with the Christian community, that will be really a wonderful achievement. As an imam, I must be honest with you all that I wasn't trained to engage in interfaith activities while I was a student. I arrived in this country as an imam in 1978 without having even 5 minutes training of any kind of interfaith engagement. In Leicester, in my own neighborhood, churches, synagogues, temples, and gurdwaras, they forced me into it. And now, I personally feel that individually I am an interfaith-oriented person. But for our imams, I feel they are more privileged in this country. For our mosques, I believe they are more privileged in this country than Christian Muslim Forum, Lambeth Palace, Churches Together in England, Minar, and so many other organizations, including Interfaith Network, are providing so much information, so much resources, so much facilities to get trained and act professionally and effectively to be an interfaith-oriented religious leader, and that is, I believe, a privilege for our imams, and I hope that our mosques and imams will come forward and embrace this blessing of interfaith action, and they will be playing their role in this multicultural, multi-faith, peaceful society to create a future of a spiritual delight, a future of self-respect, a future of tolerance and mutual understanding. Thank you.